Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Romans chapter 5, verse 3. We also rejoice in our sufferings. In the brief span of two or three lifetimes, God has chosen to lavish upon us a staggering number of technological and medical advancements. But as I live my life day to day, awash in all these marvels, I can begin to presume that my life is supposed to be convenient. I can begin to presume that my life is supposed to be comfortable. I can begin to presume that my life is supposed to be smooth, easy, trouble-free, and without pain. That presumption can even start to afflict my attitude as a Christian. Without ever mouthing the words, I may ask myself, if I am a Christian, why do I have to suffer? Which brings me to the word of my God. When He speaks to me about suffering in the Christian life, my 21st century presumption is in for a shock. Not only does He break the news to me that I may still experience suffering in this world, but He goes so far as to say that a Christian will expect to suffer as part and parcel of the Christian life. Then my God takes it one step further. He moves the Apostle Paul to say, "We also rejoice in our sufferings." I'll be candid. My old sinful self does not rejoice in suffering. It flinches. It fears suffering. It wants to cry out, "Unfair!" It wants to run away. But then He brings me back to the foot of the cross. He calls me to repentance. And through His gospel, He empowers me to see all over again Jesus Christ suffering to wash away my every sin, including unwillingness to suffer for His name. As He does, He refreshes my trust in His will for my life. I trust that my suffering is in His plan for me as a soldier of the cross, and for a definite good that I may not yet see. And because it is, I will rejoice. Lord, when my suffering arrives, move me to trust, move me to accept, move me to rejoice. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.